When we're talking about poverty, what sort of things are we talking about?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, because I think it's worth Battle UK. We essentially provide the items and activities that children and young people living in poverty really can't afford themselves. So it's a really clear indicator of what poverty does look like on the ground. One of the things that we've seen, and particularly in Kent, is that children and young people are going without their own bed to sleep in. And I think the figure is around 8,500 children without their own bed to sleep in. They're either sleeping on the floor, they're sleeping in a bigger bed with their siblings, perhaps their parents. And we just don't think it's right that children should be sleeping in anywhere but their own bed in the UK right now. And these statistics, these national statistics, show that absolutely This is the kind of thing that's taking place across the UK.
And how damaging is it for children to be growing up in that situation?
Well, the thing is around poverty is that children, they're growing up in poverty and they're trapped, and poverty restricts their life chances. So that leaves them developing with worse physical, mental health. It leads them to doing less well in school. And if you haven't got your own bed and you're not particularly sleeping well before going into class, if you're not eating particularly well before school anyway, what are the chances of you really being able to focus in your school day? And then that's leaving you much worse off than your peers. And that shouldn't be the case. People should be prepared, wherever you come from, to be able to go in and enjoy your school day and be able to fulfil your potential.
And the figures from across Kent are sort of between 25 and 30% mainly.
That's right.
But yeah. In Thanet and Swale in particular, they've got the highest numbers, 35% and 34%. Why do you think those two particular areas seem to be higher than the rest?
I think Buttle's actually, we've noticed this for a few years from our own applications that we receive from these areas. It can be hunger deprivation areas that are matched across the country. And, you know, actually, yes, they're high there, 35%. But as I said before, if you look at this nationally, you've got places that are over 50% where it is becoming the new normal. And in these areas, it's looking more entrenched. What we'd like to see is that there are percentage differences each year where it could be coming down slightly. If we can see that in the long term, particularly in these areas, that would be a fantastic difference. But again, still, you're looking at other areas as well. I was looking at Tunbridge Wells. That's around 22%. So you may say, well, that's fantastic. But even in a place as affluent as Tunbridge Wells, looking at one in five children in poverty, you know, I'm trying to question here, where members of the public may think, well, we live in an affluent area, we're all right. Well, places even as that are still having one in five children in poverty. It's not good enough.